This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
Hi, this is Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome back to Job Search Radio. You know, I've spent most of my career being a professional recruiter. And, you know, one of the questions that we ask is, so where have you been on interviews so far? Someone asked me about that question recently, and I decided I would do a show around it. So sit back, listen, learn why the question's asked. Many times it's being asked for innocuous reasons, and then again, there are the others. So hope you enjoy today's show, and you give it 5 stars on iTunes. Write a great review. It's going to help other folks find it. So now here's today's show. So I want to answer a question that someone sent to me. Why is it that recruiters ask me about the places I've interviewed? You know, they may ask me about the numbers of places, where I've met, stuff along those lines. And I'll simply say that there are many reasons why recruiters do this. Some of them are completely innocuous, and then there are the others. So starting with the innocuous ones, they want to figure out how active you are in your search and how far along you are. So what they're trying to find out here is, have you been on 15 interviews and been turned down? Been on 15 interviews, you're close to an offer. If you're close to an offer, the likelihood is their client isn't going to move fast enough to be competitive. So they're trying to do that kind of reconnaissance right out of the box. They also want to find out if you've interviewed with their client. Now, you may just simply say, why don't they just ask me who they're representing and I'll tell them? And the answer is because sometimes people are thieves, just like recruiters are sometimes perceived that way as well. We'll get to that in a second. And here's the scenario that comes up. I know it's happened to me way too often, thus I stop being forthright. You know, I say my client is blah, blah, blah company. Obviously, if there's a company by that name, I just made it up on the spot. This in no way represents blah, blah, blah company. So I'll simply say that, you know, I ask, where have you been on interviews? Or my client is blah, blah, blah company. And their next phone call or contact is to blah, blah, blah to try and get the interview without me. I wouldn't do that. Oh, you think to yourself, well, how do I know that? It certainly didn't seem that way in the 4 instances that cost me over $100,000 that I know it happened to me. And I'm sure there were other instances of it happening too. I only caught 4, and that was over $100,000 25 years ago. So I'm sure it happened more than that because, you know, things just happen. So, you know, I'm not forthright about it. I'd rather hear it from you as to where you're interviewing so that I can determine whether or not you're meeting with my client. They also want to see if you've gotten any offers yet, what you liked and disliked about the firms that you interviewed with, so that in this way, they can learn from your experiences how you evaluate and assess things. And the last thing I'm going to bring up for today is they want to get leads of firms that are hiring. This is one of those slippery cases where recruiters take the information that you provide in the interview and try and convert it for their benefit. Like job hunters who steal that information and act on it, well, recruiters do the same thing. So, yeah, if you want to avoid that, just simply say, well, I interviewed with a financial firm or a manufacturing firm or a consulting firm. And, you know, I was talking with them about such and such type of position. And it seemed interesting, but, you know, they chose someone else. You know, I got there a little late to the party. There was someone further along. We didn't really get far because they wasn't making an offer in a week's time. And they asked, what firm was that? I prefer not really mentioning it, no disrespect intended, but I've had instances where recruiters have immediately contacted the firm that I mentioned, and it's cost me opportunities. And if they start to debate you with it, just simply politely say, look, I'm not going to identify who the firm is. You know, It doesn't benefit me, and I'm certainly not going to tell you who the hiring manager is either. So those are the reasons why recruiters do it. Most of them are completely innocuous, and then there's that last one. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you found it helpful. And if you did, join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I'll answer your questions and give you great information to help you in your job search. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.